Hey there, Jen here, and this is a happy bit. I want to talk about sparks. What are the sparks in your life? Often a spark is something that feels like a glimmer of hope, a bright flicker of light in the darkness, something that pops off unexpectedly, surprising you sometimes. Sparks. Do you kindle those sparks of light, those sparks of fire into flame, into something sustainable? Or do you allow the busyness and the distractions of your life to prevent you from kindling that into something warm and inviting and amazing? What are the sparks in your life that give you that sense of hope? Little flickers of joy, flickers of excitement that happen in your days, sometimes unexpectedly. Are you kindling those into something bigger and better and juicier? That is my food for thought for you today. What are your sparks? And are you kindling those into something bigger? A warm flame that gives you light and heat and sustenance? Are you letting them go out? These sparks happen all the time in our lives. Maybe it's an invitation to go to lunch with a friend, or feeling the urge to do some painting. Or maybe it's your partner inviting you for a romantic interlude in the bedroom. Whatever it is, do you jump quickly and fan those flames into something amazing that sustains you, that gives you light and hope and excitement and fun? Or do you sink into your chair a little deeper and watch another episode of Netflix or stay distracted with that pile of laundry? I feel like sparks are an opportunity that are presented to all of us. Some women grab those and fan those flames and make them into something amazing, and others pretend it never happened. And I want to challenge you to be one of the women who notice those sparks, those opportunities, those good things all around you, and give them some of your energy and your attention and your time, and they'll grow into something amazing that nurtures you and heals you and sustains you and warms you. The opposite feels rather cold and bleak, much like the snow that is falling in Madison, Wisconsin today. So notice those sparks, give them your attention, fan that flame and make it amazing. You hold the power of the life you're going to live, the experiences you're going to have, and that warm, juicy flame that you get to sit by and enjoy going forward, that legacy that will eventually become the legacy that is your life. So notice the sparks, give them your attention, make them into a fire that warms you, make them into something bigger that sustains you. And that is my happy bit today, sparks and flames. Let those sparks become flames. Put your attention where it needs to be. Thank you so much for listening, and make it a vibrant and happy weekend. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women podcast at www.jenryday.com.